6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's a secret you found out that you were 100% not supposed to know? Story 1. My mother died of cancer when I was 6. And my older sister was 8. She left a trust which I knew existed, but I had no idea what was in it. Due to a bunch of drama involving my older sister, my father mentioned being unsure of what to do with the income from the trust. When I asked what he was talking about, he got very defensive and cagey. I snooped the next time I was house sitting. I found out that my mother left a trust that is generating $30,000 a year in income. My father gets a retirement package of $105,000. He owns 4 houses and a huge plot of land. His stock portfolio is worth a few million, and at least one bank account has over $850,000 sitting in it. I am on SNAP and Medicaid, having never made more than $24,000 in a year, between disability and bad luck. The language of the trust puts him in control of everything. When I asked, he openly told me he kept the income from the trust for himself. The copies that I found do not mention me or my sister benefiting until he dies. The trust was signed 2 weeks before my mother went into a permanent coma. Her best friend was a doctor, and he assured me she was barely lucid at that point. My own father swindled my mother on her deathbed to keep money from his own children. Then again, he has never been a man to let his children have more if it meant he would have less. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. A few weeks ago, my brother left his laptop open while he went to the store. I wasn't snooping, I swear, but a notification popped up, and I glanced at the screen. That's when I saw it. An email that made my stomach drop. It was from a law firm, and it was about a paternity test. I clicked on it. I know I shouldn't have, and what I saw shook me. My brother, who has been married for 5 years, had taken a test to see if he was the father of another woman's child. And the results? 99.9% positive. I just sat there staring at the screen. My brother has a whole kid that no one knows about. Not his wife, not our family, no one, and judging by the email, he's been keeping this a secret for at least 2 years. Since that day, I've been pretending like I know nothing, but it's eating me alive. Every time I see his wife, I feel sick. She's an amazing person, and I know this would destroy her. I don't even know if he plans to tell her, or if he's just going to live his life pretending this never happened. I don't want to be the one to blow up his entire marriage, but at the same time, I feel like a coward just standing by while she's in the dark. If she ever finds out and realizes I knew, she'd never forgive me. So, what do I do? Do I confront my brother? Do I tell his wife? Or do I keep my mouth shut and let him handle his own mess? Story 3. When I was in primary school, a friend of mine told me a secret I couldn't tell anyone. Something along the lines of her and her mother coming home and finding some lady and her dad in the bedroom and her father hitting them both and her toddler brother for coming into the room. At the time, I definitely thought it was weird, weird enough that I still remember her telling me about this almost 30 years later, but I didn't tell anyone because it was my friend's secret, and she made me swear not to tell anyone. It was only when I was in high school and we had long lost contact that I finally understood that this 6-year girl had witnessed her father cheating and then experienced him being physically abusive to everyone in his family. I wish I had told my parents. Story 4. My dad offed his best friend in a DUI when he was 22. My dad spent years in a wheelchair, time in prison. He turned his whole life around before I was born. 30 years of sobriety, 20 plus gallons of blood donated, counted acts of selflessness. But I was never supposed to know. He became a different person before I was born. but he told my mom once, while having a breakdown in his 30s. Then mom told my brother, because my brother was driving drunk. Then my brother told me, I still pretend I don't know. My dad deserves the life he has built now. He tries to be a good person every day. I wish I didn't know. It lives in the back of my mind. Story 5. At a previous job, I was required to be on call. Never once had an emergency. I'm the kind of person who gets nervous tics at unread messages or emails, so when something comes in, I pounce. Late one night, my phone dings. There's a new email. I open it immediately, and it's from my boss, CEO, small company with a spreadsheet attached to every single person's salary. I have a strong, almost eidetic memory that I can still see the sheet in my head more than 10 years later. Just a glance at something significant was all it took to permanently imprint. Moments later, the phone rings. It's my boss, and he's panicking, asks if I open the email. I say, nope, just picked up the phone when you called. He sighs in relief and asks me to delete it without opening it. As soon as I do, check my email. Now, he may have been a boss that I once threatened to break his fingers because he put his hand above my knee while we were at a conference, but he did pay fairly. I was a senior engineer at the time and saw that I was paid very much in line with the other engineers, regardless of gender. Only employees paid more. Besides him were our chief architect, our VP, and two other engineers, one who had a PhD and the other had 20 years of relevant experience, all men. Story 6. Someone I was super close to and totally in love with got insanely drunk and told me their darkest secret. Apparently, their godfather was essentially a mob boss, and he watched them off someone right in front of him. He then was forced to help bury the incident somewhere in the California desert. He said that I was the only other person he had ever told and had planned on never telling anyone. The next day, he blocked my number and socials. Pretty much never heard from him ever again after spending time together multiple times a week for over a year. That stuff was dark, and I partially wonder if he did it more for my protection than his own. Story 7. When I was a kid, my mom was studying part-time. Every month or so, she would get together for study groups with some other moms who were doing the same degree, so I got to know some of the other kids pretty well. Two in particular, brother Adam and sister Sally, were roughly the same age as my sister and I, so we hung out with them a lot. Adam wasn't very bright, and apparently had some behavioral problems, which meant he had been moved to a lot of different schools. I got along with him all right. Sally was a year younger, but definitely the smarter of the two. She had a bit of a temper and a very strong personality. Generally, I'd hang out with Adam, and my sister would hang out with Sally. We'd known them since we were about 8. And when we were about 12 or 13, Adam said he had a secret to tell me. The secret was that he had been with a girl. This seemed very odd, because I'd never even seen him talk to a girl, let alone have any kind of relationship with one, and I said as much. Then he told me who it was, Sally. I didn't know what to say, so I just said, ah, yeah, okay, and carried on as if he had never said it. In my mind, I was sure he was full of crap. That evening, I told my sister what he'd said, and she went pale. Then she told me that Sally had told her the same thing. Shortly after all this, my mom graduated, and we stopped hanging out with them as much. I still saw them from time to time, and I'm friends with Sally still on Facebook, but I've never mentioned it to anyone. Story 8. The photos of me as a newborn in the hospital, completely staged. Not kidding. I was an induced birth. My biological dad was such a disaster that he had my mom's blood pressure through the roof, and the doctors were genuinely worried it might end us both. So they told my mom, come in tomorrow at 8 a.m., we've got a bed ready, you're having your baby. Call whoever you need to call. That gave everyone nearly a full day's notice. My grandparents lived only 2 hours away. I was born at exactly 4:32 p.m., and they still didn't show up until about half an hour after I was born. Apparently, they were so embarrassed that they missed it, like this can never leave the room levels of embarrassed, that they convinced the doctor to stage the birth photos to make it look like they'd been there the whole time. I'm talking about holding my already cut umbilical cord on my stomach to fake a picture like they were cutting it in the moment. I still don't understand why the doctor actually went along with it, but my mom was so heavily medicated, thanks to a dosage mistake, that she was basically unconscious and couldn't object. I didn't even know about any of this until years later. It came out during a family fight when my grandparents said they couldn't make it to an award ceremony where I was getting a scholarship for violin. My mom snapped and said, Oh, you'll drive all the way to Tennessee for my nephew's golf tournament, but can't show up for your granddaughter, they replied. That's not true, we show up for everything. And she just exploded. You weren't even there for my daughter's birth and made the doctor stage photos to pretend you were. Honestly, I can't even be mad. It's so over the top and weird that I just find it hilarious now. Like, who does that? Story 9. The truth about how my Nana died. I was around 10 years old when she passed. All I ever knew was that she was found in the bathroom. I never questioned it. People die in bathrooms all the time. Slips, heart attacks, accidents. I just assumed it was something like that. Years, decades later, I was having dinner with my younger sister. Out of nowhere, she told me something she had learned from our mom. Apparently, Nana had been suffering from severe osteoporosis and lived with constant excruciating pain. One day, she couldn't take it anymore. She filled the bathtub, took all her pain meds, slipped under the water, and offed herself. I was stunned. I could have gone the rest of my
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
My life not knowing that. I still don't understand why my sister thought I needed to hear it. Story 10. There was a year around when I was 16 or 17 where I somehow ended up knowing everyone's secret in my family. It started with my dad. I overheard him and my mom arguing one night and found out he was having some kind of online fling behind her back. Afterward, they both made me promise not to tell my older sisters, so I didn't. Then, not long after that, one of my sisters confided in me that she was dating one of her friends. Nothing scandalous, but she made me swear to keep it between us, so I kept that quiet too. And then one day, my other sister asked me to go to Starbucks with her. I was genuinely excited. She never invited me to hang out, but instead of coffee, she drove to meet up with her ex, the same ex who was controlling and verbally abusive. That's when I realized they'd never actually broken up. She made me promise not to tell our parents. That time I broke the promise. I told them. Story 11. About 20 years ago, I was hanging out with one of my cousins. I was in my 20s at the time. Now I'm in my 40s. She had a bit too much to drink and out of nowhere confessed that she'd been sleeping with one of our other cousins since high school. I was stunned. After that night, I started keeping my distance from both of them. It was just unsettling. Fast forward about 10 years, we're at a family gathering and his wife gets drunk. They start arguing loudly and suddenly she blurts out the whole thing in front of everyone that he and our cousin had been having an affair. Then to prove it, she pulls out photos she found in his cloud storage, explicit ones of the two of them. You could hear a pin drop. It was mortifying. The fallout was immediate. Our female cousin broke down in tears. He left the gathering in shame. They got divorced not long after. She ended up moving across the country, and he pretty much cut contact with everyone. He lives alone now, doesn't speak to any of us. I have a strange family. Story 12. This isn't nearly as wild or dramatic as some other stories out there, but it still sticks with me. One time, my mom came to me asking for advice about my younger sister. She's naturally smart, like sharp as a tack, but notoriously unmotivated. My mom was starting to realize that her sweet little angel, the one who loved Disney movies, horses, country music, The Bachelor, and wore oversized glasses like a chubby bookworm out of a Hallmark movie, was actually a conniving little menace. I'd known for years, even when we were kids, it was clear my sister had a talent for lying. She was an expert eavesdropper, a subtle manipulator, and knew exactly how to play innocent. Her whole nerdy, quiet girl persona was the perfect cover. She read books and minded her business on the surface, but behind the scenes she lied, stole, and schemed her way through just about everything. Honestly, one of her more genius moves was pretending to believe in Santa until she was like 13, purely because she figured out that the longer she played the part of the wide-eyed, innocent child, the more gifts she'd get. I had to give her credit. It was strategic. Anyway, my mom, clearly flustered, let it slip during our talk that she'd been secretly testing my sister. This was before smartphones, so she'd been snooping through her notebooks and diaries and then dropping random questions into conversation to catch her in lies. And sure enough, she was catching a lot of them. It was clearly messing with her head, realizing her perfect daughter had been playing her for a fool. Here's where it gets interesting. That conversation made me a little suspicious, so I started thinking back to my own teenage years, and eventually I realized my mom had been doing the same thing to me, reading my diaries, going through my stuff. For years, she never once let on. I ended up confronting her with some proof I found. Nothing accusatory, just calmly laying it out, and I swear she went ghost white, absolutely stunned. But I didn't press it. I just changed the subject and never brought it up again. Story 13. I grew up with a childhood friend who lived on my street, and over the years our families became really close. When she was a freshman in high school, her parents got divorced and they moved, but not far, so we still went to high school together. Later on, I ended up working at the same place as her and her mom, who by then had become a good friend of mine too. As their family adjusted to new dynamics, I was there to support them, and they were just as present for me when I had kids, and especially during my own divorce after my ex cheated on me with someone we all knew. After the divorce, I struggled with dating because I still felt emotionally tied to being married. One night, when I asked her how she had managed to move on after her own breakup, she opened up to me after having a bit too much wine. She told me that back when her daughter and I were still in high school, and her son was away at college, she ended up having an affair with one of her son's friends. It lasted about 3 months. They kept it secret and would sneak around to be together multiple times a week until one day her daughter almost caught them. That close call was the wake-up call she needed, and she ended it. She told me she'd never have done anything like that if she had still been married, but that experience helped her shake the lingering feeling of being someone's wife. I never told a soul, not her kids, not anyone we knew, and I never will. I still keep in touch with her daughter. The last time I saw her was at her mother's funeral. She passed away recently. She was a truly great friend, and I miss her. Story 14. I worked as a CNA and personal attendant for a wealthy family, and one day, their grandson came by to visit. During his visit, he told his grandparents that he was planning to propose to his girlfriend soon. Fast forward 3 months. We're all sitting down for lunch at their summer camp, and I'm feeling a bit nervous, having to make small talk with judges, lawyers, and other important folks. I figured I'd lean into the happy news and asked how the proposal had gone, especially since she was sitting right there at the table. Except, he hadn't actually proposed yet. Something had messed with his timing, and I had accidentally spilled the beans. I had known enough to make a guess, but not enough to know the full details. The mother of the guy whose secret I had just let slip wanted me fired. Fortunately, the daughter in charge of the staff stepped in and defended me, saying absolutely not. I felt awful. I've always hoped that over the years the whole mix-up became one of those funny stories they tell about how they got engaged, and they did end up getting married. Story 15. When I was about 10, I found out that my dad had been having an affair with his secretary. Over the years, my parents separated a few times, but they eventually stayed together after my mom got pregnant again while I was in high school. It wasn't until around that time that my dad stopped seeing the other woman. She sent a gift to my mom, a collection of all the letters, presents, and mementos my dad had been sending her during their affair. To this day, I'm not sure if my dad knows that I know about it. My mom tried to tell me about it when I was around 22, but I cut her off and told her I already knew. It was an ugly moment, and I believe she was trying to hurt me somehow. I'm not sure if my younger siblings are aware of the affair, or if my youngest even knows that our parents weren't living together right before they were born. Now that I'm in my 40s, my mom is being evaluated for what we all suspect is Alzheimer's. When we visited last, my husband took her out shopping, and as they drove past my dad's old apartment, she casually pointed it out and explained to him that it was where my dad had lived when they were split up because of the affair. I guess it won't be much of a secret for much longer, and I'm not really sure how to approach it with the family. Story 16. I caught a coworker having an affair with another coworker. We were at a bar, and when I went to the bathroom, I came back to find them pressed up against a wall making out. He was married, she wasn't. I confronted them about what I'd seen, and they both denied it right to my face. I told them there was no point in denying it because I saw it with my own eyes. After a bit, they finally admitted it. From that point on, they both started confiding in me about every personal issue they had. They still do. I'll admit, I did feel a little sympathy for her, the unmarried one, because she was genuinely in love with him. It was pretty clear to everyone that his marriage wasn't a good match. It was a messy situation, but I also fully understand that she was in the wrong too. Honestly, I felt much worse for his wife. One of my coworkers even saw her parked at work one day, slumped down in the front seat, wearing sunglasses and a hat. She must have suspected something, and it looked like it was driving her crazy. The whole situation was awful, and even though I spoke up hoping they'd do the right thing, I ended up becoming the keeper of one secret after another. He's divorced now. The two of them ended up dating for a year or so before breaking up. During that time, they both came to me with every issue they had. I know, why did I let that happen? But despite their bad behavior, they're ultimately my friends, and I still have to work with them. I was always blunt with him, telling him he needed to end his marriage or at least come clean. The worst part was the work social events when his wife would show up. I spent a lot of time lying by omission, but I didn't want to be the one to start a divorce, even though in reality, it was them who were the ones causing it. Looking back, I know I should have told her, but it just didn't feel like my place. It was a tough situation, and it sucked. Story 17. That the pictures of me in the hospital as a newborn were staged. Not joking. I was an induced birth, bio dad sucks, and had my mom's blood pressure so high they were worried about it offing me and my mom, and told my mom the day before, get here at 8 a.m. tomorrow, we'll have a bed for you and you're having your kid, so call who you need to call. Almost 24 hours notice that I was coming. Grandparents lived 2 hours away. I was born at exactly 4:32 p.m. Grandparents showed up about a half hour after I was already born. They were so embarrassed about this, in a no-one-can-know kind of way, that they asked the doctor to stage things for photos like they were there for it, including holding my already cut umbilical cord on my stomach, so it looked like it was being cut instead of the almost half hour before that it actually was. Still, we'll never understand why the doctor actually went along with it, and they accidentally overdosed my mom on the pain meds they had her on, so she was almost unconscious and couldn't object. Found this out after my grandparents said they couldn't attend an award ceremony for me regarding getting a scholarship for violin, and my mom went on a rant about how they'll miss that, but drive down to Tennessee from Michigan for my little cousin's random gold tournament. They said, oh, that's just not true, we show up for everything, and she screamed back, you weren't even there for my daughter's birth and made the doctor stage photos so it would look like you were. I honestly find it hilarious purely because what if, who does that, LeMay? Story 18. I had a brief friendship with a girl in my middle school who one day confided in me that her mother wouldn't let her eat at home, and her younger sister attended the same school as us and would tell their mother if she ate at school and she'd be beaten for eating. She begged me not to tell anyone. I told my dad on the drive home, and within a few days she disappeared and I never saw her again. I don't count if my dad called the police, or if someone else did, or if something much worse happened. Story 19. I was adopted as an infant, and so was a neighbor's son who was about my age. They had moved in next door recently, so my mother befriended her. At some point, my mother mentioned to her that my brother and I had been adopted. We were both around 10 at the time. She confided in my mother that their son was also adopted. She then went on to say that their son did not know he was adopted, and that if he ever found out, they would leave the area out of embarrassment and shame. They were from the extreme rural South and had moved to a larger city to be more anonymous and blend in. Our mother had been extremely open about our adoption and even had paperwork to give us to track down our bio parents if we wanted to, though she wouldn't give us the info until we turned 18. I could never understand their desire for secrecy, being in a family that was open about it. Anyway, neighbor kids seemed to have a normal childhood as far as we knew. Went off to college, joined a fraternity that was known for drinking and partying a lot. Went on to develop alcohol dependence issues that continued into adulthood. He outlived both adoptive parents, but he passed away in the last 5 years due to an aneurysm related to a lifetime of alcohol abuse. Never learned if he figured out he was adopted or not, but clearly had a lifetime of issues he had trouble sorting out. I guess his adoptive parents had their reasons, and it wasn't any of my business, just tragic. Miss you, Billy. I hope you're pain-free and resting well. Story 20. My uncle was a Monsignor in the Lincoln, Nebraska Catholic Diocese. Part of his job was to counsel the victims of SA and convince them not to press charges. He also relocated defending priests to different parishes to get them away from the children who were responsible for the temptations that caused Rarward. It was a big family secret. Frankly, it was a big secret of the church. I don't think I was supposed to know about it, but I do, and now you do. And anytime I mention it on Reddit, Catholics downvote me, but they don't defend themselves, they don't deny it, they just tithe and contribute to it. Story 21. That one of my ancestors was a notorious brothel, madam, and dodgy business owner in the 19th century. We figured it out after my dad's side of the family got into DNA tests and family history. It turns out the family history story, as told to my grandma and her sisters by their grandma, was a complete fabrication to hide the shameful truth. I'm slightly disappointed because it was a fabulous story linking us to aristocracy and exotic seafarers. I'm pretty sure my great-great-grandmother, daughter of the brothel madam and a convict, didn't want me or any of her other descendants to know of the real history. Story 22. My dad was having an affair with his secretary for a while. I found out when I was about 10. My parents separated a couple of times over the ensuing years, but they finally stuck together permanently when my mom got pregnant again when I was in high school. He didn't stop seeing the woman until around that time, and she sent a baby gift to my mother consisting of all of the presents and letters and stuff my dad had been sending to her over the years of their affair. To this day, I don't know if my dad knows that I know. My mom tried to tell me about it when I was about 22, but I told her that I already knew. It was an ugly moment, and she was trying to tell me because she was trying to hurt me somehow. I do not know if my younger siblings know about the affair. And I do not know if my youngest sibling knows that our parents weren't living together just before they came to be. I'm in my 40s now, and my mom is in the process of being formally diagnosed with what we are all assuming is Alzheimer's. When we were home to visit last, my husband took her out shopping. As they drove by my dad's old apartment, she casually pointed it out and explained to my husband that it was where my dad had lived when they were split up due to his affair. So I guess it probably won't stay a big secret for much longer. And I am a bit at a loss as to how to approach it. Story 23. Hanging out with my cousin one night, 20 years ago, I'm in my 40s. She gets drunk and tells me she's been sleeping with our other cousin since they were in high school. I kind of stopped hanging out with her and him afterwards. Gross. 10 years later at a family gathering, his wife gets drunk and they start arguing. She tells everyone those two were banging, and she shows pictures to the family she got from his cloud of her and him in positions. Gross. Now everyone knows. Female cousin is so embarrassed she is crying. Male cousin is shamed and leaves. They divorce later. Female cousin moves across the country. Male cousin lives alone and doesn't talk to anyone. I have a strange family. Story 24. My childhood friend lived on my street, and we grew up pretty close to each other's families. When she was a freshman, her parents divorced, and they moved but close by, and we still went to high school together, and afterwards I worked at the same place. Has her and her mom, who was also a great friend at that point. I supported them with their new family dynamics, and over the years they were there for me as I had kids, and eventually through my own divorce after my ex cheated with one of all of our mutual friends. I was having a hard time with dating after divorce because I still felt married, and I asked her how to get over that, and she confessed something to me when she had a little too much wine. While her daughter and I were still in high school and her older child, my friend's brother, was in college, she slept with her son's friend for like 3 months. They snuck around and had sex several times a week until her daughter nearly caught them, and then she called it all off. She would never have done that if she had been married, so she said that was how she got past that feeling married thing. I never told either one of her kids or anyone else that knew her, and I never will. I still stay in touch with her daughter, and I saw her last at her mother's funeral. She died recently. She was a great friend. Story 25. I'm a conservative Christian woman, and I think my husband is gay. He's never said it, never confessed to anything, and I've never found any evidence, but deep down, I've known since we married. He's a pastor now, and he lives by strict moral standards. He even asks me to check his browser history, something his own pastor once recommended. He's a good man, kind, loyal, deeply committed to his faith. He avoids even the appearance of impropriety with women, but when he's around certain men, he lights up. I see something in him that I've never seen directed at me. Excitement, admiration, a kind of longing that's more than just respect. It feels spiritual, emotional, maybe even romantic. Our marriage followed a strict courtship model. Every date was chaperoned. We didn't really get to know each other deeply. Early on, he told me he never imagined getting married. He wanted to be a missionary like his parents, but his mother encouraged him to pursue me, said he needed a wife. I sometimes wonder if she suspected something too. We married when I was 19. Physical intimacy has always been awkward and infrequent. For a long time, it didn't happen at all. Even now, it's rare. And when it does, it feels like an obligation. He doesn't look at me, barely touches me. I believe he only does it for the sake of our children, two daughters whom he adores. In every other way, he's a wonderful husband, thoughtful, supportive, patient. He took care of everything when I was on bed rest. He loves me, I know that, but it's not the kind of love that includes desire, and I'm ashamed to say I miss that. I feel like a terrible wife for wanting more. We passed a pride parade recently. He looked so angry. He said he couldn't understand how people could live that way without children, in sin. When I asked if he'd ever counseled someone who struggled with those feelings, he admitted he had someone he cared about deeply, someone he couldn't save. I can't bring myself to ask him the question directly. I think it would break everything, our marriage, our family, and maybe this is my own sin, wanting more than what I've been given, but I needed to say it somewhere. I can't tell anyone in my community, so thank you for listening. Story 26. Saw a couple holding hands in the street after work one day. Walking closer, I realized they were work colleagues. They quickly let go of each other when they saw me. We said hi, they pretended nothing was going on, and I pretended I hadn't seen anything. I made no mention of it at work. Several years later, they announced their engagement at after work drinks. I said congrats and mentioned the holding hands thing. They were grateful I'd kept their secret all that time. Story 27. Not nearly as salacious or crazy as anyone else, but one time my mom was asking me for advice on what to do about my sister, who was naturally very smart but also very unmotivated, and my mother was starting to discover that my sweet, Disney-loving, horse-obsessed, chubby, glasses-wearing, country music and the bachelor-watching little angel was in fact a lying little bish. I had known from a young age my baby sister was a very talented liar. Excellent at eavesdropping and master manipulator. She knew that being a mousy nerd who read books all day and minded her business provided her the perfect cover to steal, lie, and cheat her way into and out of everything. It sounds funny, but this girl believed in Santa until she was like 13 because she realized if she played along as more innocent, it meant more presents. Clever. Anyway, my mother had sort of let it slip unintentionally that she had been testing my sister without her knowledge by reading her diary and her notebooks. This was before cell phones, and randomly slipping in questions to her about things to see if she'd tell the truth, and began catching her in constant lies. This was hard for her to come to terms with. Long story short, after hearing this, it inspired me to sort of investigate further, where I discovered in my 20s that my mom had been reading my diaries and rummaging through my room my whole life, but she never let anyone know. I managed to show her evidence of how I discovered this, and she went white as a sheet. I changed the subject, though, and never brought it up again. Story 28. My mom and dad didn't split when I was 1 year old. He found his true love at the gym while his wife, my mom, was 8 months pregnant. They both took off to Washington and had two kids, leaving my mom with a newborn me. Times were really hard growing up as a kid, and to find out this was the reason at 34 you was very hurtful. I've never brought it up to him because I don't really know how, and, well, he's been with my stepmom for 30-plus years now, so he wasn't wrong to trust his instincts. Having kids of my own, and him being a supportive grandpa has made the topic harder to bring up, and I feel like we've all just sort of matured from it and gotten over it without actually speaking about it. He's mentioned once that he is glad life turned out the way it is, but I think I would snap if he ever said the things he did was for good, because look at how we all turned out. Story 29. My husband and I found my father-in-law's bio family through one of those DNA kits. We were excited to learn more about his family. My father-in-law was adopted by his parents as a baby and always thought that his parents were helping out a niece who got in trouble as a teenager. Win-win for everyone, right? Wrong. My Phil's bio mom had been married to a soldier in World War I, and while he was away, got pregnant a couple of times, and then sold the babies. When he returned, he found out and divorced her, but she sold several more after that. We know of at least 7 siblings who found each other. My Phil was the youngest we know of, and all the others are now deceased. We never told anyone else in my husband's family. My Phil would have been devastated. He passed away recently, so there is no reason to tell the rest of the family now. Story 30. DNA testing definitely brings up ghosts. Nobody expects. My Mill has pretty terrible adoptive parents and really wanted to know her real family, so we got her as a test since I'm into family trees. She was told she was adopted because a family in the church didn't want her. Actually, it was 2 people stepping out on their partners. Her father's kids were upset to find out she existed because it ruined their vision of him, and my Mill was only a few months from one of the kids in age. Her mother had a son after my Mill that she kept by her husband, and he was actively looking for his big sister ever since his mom accidentally mentioned it when dementia hit. His wife thought he was chasing confused memories, but he was right, he had a sister. It's just interesting how some people react excited and happy to embrace family, and some have a visceral reaction. Story 31. I don't know if it's true, but I know better than to question truth in these types of matters. I found out when I was about 16 or 17 years old that my brother's girlfriend, who I knew but went to another school, was 14 when she dated my brother. He was older than me when they dated, and I was 1.5 years older than her. He was 19 years old. I remember my dad talking to my brother about the fact that he did not approve of my brother dating a younger girl, but I didn't realize the reason my brother and dad were having that conversation was because the girl was 14 years old. My brother did end the relationship with her, but after and years after I saw the girl again and asked how she was doing, she seemed kind of super dismissive, so I apologized for bothering her. Her boyfriend and I went to the same school, and I knew him in passing pretty well. I guess he trusted me enough to let me know that the reason she was acting that way was because she knew I was my brother's sister and that the relationship with my brother ended poorly, and through therapy she believed, who am I to question this, that my brother groomed her when she was 14 and he was 19 years old. I was absolutely beside myself on what to say to him. I simply told him that although I am related to my brother and consider us to be close, that I promise I did not know anything about that, but I remembered my dad ripping into my brother about dating a younger girl. However, I did say that when I overheard that conversation, I truly just thought he meant a few years younger than my brother. The guy understood that it was pretty clear I didn't know and only said that he and his girlfriend now live out of town, but were in town to visit some relatives, but asked where my brother worked. I asked him why, and he said so I can avoid that area because if I see him, I'm going to punch his lights out. I chuckled off his comment and said that it was unlikely in a town as large as ours that he would see my brother anywhere, but that I was sure my brother matured since then, and I had no knowledge of him dating any very young girls after that conversation he had with my dad. I said that it appeared my brother met a demon, so I was pretty sure all was well in that matter. Though it still gives me chills and weirds me out that before this specific altercation, I was unaware for years that my brother and my dad were fighting that night because my dad was lividly angry that my brother was dating a young teenage girl younger than me, his younger sister, when he was 19 years old and a freshman in college. Story 32. That my aunt had a shopping addiction and almost cost my family a bunch of land by letting their mortgage payments get behind. My granddaddy was not good with computers and had a problem with his credit card, so I helped him pull up documents that showed he was taking hits from this account, which he had co-signed for the loan. It was part of my uncle's inheritance, about 40 acres, which he had put a house on, so my granddad had given him the land. They refinanced the house after that to only have 1/2 acre, and the rest of the land is still held with the rest of the parcel. They did the same thing for my other uncle, but it was because he was hurt and having problems, so they had already learned their lesson there. Anyway, finding out sucked because it really messed with my relationship with my uncle. We had been close, and finding out about my aunt and their issues, he got distant for several years. We're good now, but I hated it at the time. Story 33. I know that a well-known, very well-liked celebrity is cheating on his also well-known, well-liked wife. He came into our hotel checking into a suite for 2 without the second person present, which us fine and not even uncommon, gave him his room keys, explained where the room was, and wished him a nice stay. When I check someone in at night, I'll always follow them through the cameras to make sure they find their room all right. Waiting for him in front of the night entrance was a woman who was definitely not his wife, different age, height, hair color, body type, and he kissed her, and they walked hand in hand to their room. Legally can't talk about who without losing my job. Story 34. My grandpa confessed his darkest secret to me and Edeke, if I can look at him the same way. A few months ago, I was assigned an assessment at uni that consisted in an interview. After we recorded, which went great by the way, he invited me out to lunch since we had met up quite early and he could tell I hadn't had breakfast. Once at the restaurant, which was the same one we've been going to with family since I can remember, we had our food and we started to talk about life and relationships. We spoke about my late grandma, my longtime boyfriend, and then the conversation lingered on the topic of love for a while. We spoke about his divorce of his latest wife, not my biological grandmother, and how nastily that relationship had ended for him. A few moments after that conversation had come to an end, he held my hand across the table, looked me in the eye, and asked me if he could trust me with something. A secret that not even my father or uncles knew, only his best friend. I was shocked by the question, but I swore to him the secret wouldn't come out, as I appreciated his deep trust in me. It turns out that during COVID, 2020 to 2021 more or less, he had been seeing a younger lady. He had an affair. Up to that point, nothing wrong. The old man has had a bumpy road when it comes to love, so I was even happy for him, and I kinda still am. The issue comes when he starts explaining that he felt guilty because of the age gap. I know she's so much younger than me, and since the moment we first met I knew it was oh so wrong, but she brought back sensations to me that I thought had died with your grandmother. I started to imagine this lady as a woman of my mother's age, about 30 years younger than my grandfather. Oh boy, I was wrong. I looked at him and asked him how old she was when the affair was ongoing, expecting an answer between 30 and 50. For a 79-year-old man, despite the huge age gap, it's still legal and not as morally wrong as anything below that. But the look on his eyes made my stomach sink. When we first started meeting up, she was 18. She should be around your age now. My heart sunk. The girl was my age, old enough or young enough to be his granddaughter. I almost gagged at the idea of him being attracted in any way possible to a girl my age. I leaned back on my chair in a state of shock that made him explain the situation even further to try and make me understand his side. He then told how he had broken it off after his moral didn't let him sleep at night. He was scared of how wrong it was, regardless of how right it felt. He didn't keep contact with her after that, but he knows where she lived back then and avoids the area to not stumble across her. He also knew she was a gold digger. A girl her age wouldn't possibly like an old man like myself for anything other than money. And he was right, and it made me even more sick. He had let himself be used by a girl the age of his oldest grandchild for money. I'm still disgusted by this, every time I remember, and I haven't told a single soul. I think I need to talk about this with my therapist. What the fair am I supposed to do? Story 35. Throwaway account for obvious reasons. I won't be listing any actual ages, as I know he uses Reddit. Let's just say, my sister is not a minor, but me and my brother are. I am female. Me and my siblings found out a few months ago during summer 2023 that our dad has been supposedly seeing other women and texting them plus sending bare images on his phone. He is married to our mother and apparently wants to be like an actual couple again, so I'm not sure why he's even doing this. But me and my sister are well aware and completely agree with the fact that they aren't actually romantic partners. My mom doesn't love him that way, and they are more like close friends. My siblings and we don't even have that strong of a relationship spawned with him, because he was absent for about half of all of our lives due to life things. When I saw some really, obviously flirty messages in his inbox when I was watching TikTok with him while visiting, I was pretty taken aback by it. Felt a bit shocked, to be honest. About 2 months later, I finally got the courage to tell my sister about it. Then she actually revealed to me that, in fact, for the past few months, he'd been receiving texts on his phone and checking it a lot more than usual, and going out at night from around 8-10 p.m. and coming back at around 12-2 a.m. She told me it was really suspicious, and that she believed he was doing it or going out with younger women. I agreed, and we both said that it was personally fine that he was doing it, since our parents are unlegally, not illegally, but rather meaning not seen by the technical law, as divorced pretty much. I just don't think it's right that he didn't tell mom that he is going to see other women. Just because she doesn't love him, or isn't in a relationship with him, doesn't mean he shouldn't tell her. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.